a bunch of teenagers sleeping on air mattresses, working really, really long days together, usually outside, and taking showers in school locker rooms. That sounds like fun. Well, maybe that doesn't sound like fun to everyone, but that sounds like fun to me because all of those things I just mentioned are normal parts of youth mission trips. And I love youth mission trips. I think they're so much fun. And there are some crazy people in our church that think they are so much fun too. I'm so excited to share with you about this mission trip that we were able to have here at our church in Park Ridge for this 2021 youth mission trip. You know, our 2020 mission trip got canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I really didn't think we'd be able to do anything close to a mission trip this year. There just seemed like there was going to be too much uncertainty. But then I wondered, what would happen if we just had 3 days, 6 hours a day, and a project, and we invited some kids and adults from the church to work on it with us? What would happen? Luckily, there are some really crazy people here, our facility director, our senior pastor, a volunteer on one of our committees who wanted to make this crazy idea happen too. And so we ended up doing way more than just one project. We did 5 projects here at the church. It took 15 kids. It took 8 adult leaders. It took 6 people from our deacons ministry bringing us food every day to pull off our 2021 youth mission trip. Now, if you've never been on a mission trip before, it kind of goes like this. Usually you are going to a different part of the country and you're going on this trip to help somebody, usually a somebody in a home. And we used to go on these trips where we'd work for a homeowner and we'd take care of a problem that they had. Maybe they had a physical disability. Maybe they had financial trouble. Maybe they were isolated and alone. Maybe they just needed help from a group of kids, and we'd go on trips to complete a project. We came to the church for 3 days last week to complete 5 projects. So who we were serving is you all. Who we were serving was this church. I started with a really, really small idea. I just wanted an excuse to get our kids together and to get them excited about maybe next year's mission trip, maybe practicing some of the skills that we would use on a future mission trip to serve a homeowner and take care of a project at their home. And luckily, we had some people here who had a much bigger vision. And as you could see in the video from all of the projects that the kids did, we did some big things here at the church. The kids designed a whole patio out in our parking lot. They laid brick pavers. They built flower boxes. They put some benches on it. They restained the fencing around the garbage dumpster area in the parking lot, and they built picnic tables under the tree by the lounge doors. All of these projects are going to bless you. All of these projects are going to bless our neighbors. After we finished the picnic tables and we brought them outside under the tree by the Christie's Carousel sign, Christie's Carousel's classes got ice cream and they got to sit at those picnic tables by their school sign under the trees, and it was a dream come true for me. I have wanted to have a place to gather outside, to be visible to our neighbors and to gather with our students and our church members, and we saw that come to life right away. All of the projects that our kids worked on, they're gonna bless you, and the work that they got to do together, it blessed them. You know, teenagers have really struggled during the pandemic to get together and to be together. And so this chance to be able to be together and work together, it helped our kids regain that sense of community they had. It allowed them to build some new friendships and strengthen old ones. It allowed them to have time back here at the church. Mission trips aren't always just about the work that's getting done, even though our projects have been such a blessing, and I really hope you all get to come and experience them. But mission trips are also a chance to disrupt our routines, to do something totally different than we would normally do if we stayed at home doing what we normally do in the summer, which, let's be honest, if you're a kid, you're not always doing something for someone else in the summer. You're taking a break. One of the things I love about mission trips and why I am so grateful they're a part of my regular adult life is that it's one of the best ways that we can encounter God's love when we're in that disrupted routine, when we're away from our family and maybe our school friends, and when we're every day serving somebody else. The message of God's love for us seems to sink in a little deeper. I love that even on these 3 days that we spent with kids here, we got to share a message of God's love. Day one, my message for our group was this: you matter. You do. You already matter, I told them. You already matter to God. You already matter to me and this church just by being you. You matter. You do. And it's not about you. This work that we were doing this week, this trip, life in general is not about you. It's not just about you. And I don't know about you, but I need that reminder all the time. I need a reminder that I matter to God, that God loves me, that God knows me personally and cares about me. And I frequently need the reminder that it is not all about me. Making a decision to spend your time serving a church, an organization, a community, a person, it disrupts that routine where we put ourselves at the center of everything. And so day one, we needed to be reminded when we come together to work together that we matter. Every little bit that we were going to contribute to these projects mattered, and it wasn't about us. So sometimes we were going to need to just take a step back or take a step up in leadership. Day two, we were reminded that it sometimes just takes a little bit of faith to make it through. Jesus tells a story about a mustard seed, how a mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it's planted, it becomes this big tree and birds rest in it, and the tree branches provide shade for those who sit under it. I told the students how I'm reminded all the time that sometimes it takes just a little bit of faith to get through, just enough faith for today, faith as small as a mustard seed. I told them whatever it is that they were going through, whether it was depression or anxiety or drama with friends or trouble at home, whatever it was, that God was there for them. And sometimes it takes just a little bit of faith, a little bit of faith for today to get through to the next day. The last day we talked about God's solid ground. Jesus tells another story about a wise man and a foolish man. A wise man builds his house on rock, and the foolish man builds his house on sand. Now, the kids were familiar at this time with sand and brick or rock and foundation because they were laying these brick pavers, and they knew how important it was to get a good, solid, smooth foundation to build on. And Jesus uses the example of these two different people to talk about the solid rock that we can build our faith on. I told the kids there's a lot of things in life you can build your life on. And my hope for them, my hope for all of you listening, is that you might find that Jesus is worth building your life on, and that Jesus is solid and sturdy ground. So they were reminded that they matter, and it's not all about them. That you don't have to have it all figured out when it comes to faith. Sometimes all you need is faith as small as a mustard seed. And they were reminded that Jesus is worth building their life on. I don't know if any of that will matter at all to this group of kids tomorrow or next week or a year from now or when they're older. But I believe that God calls us to share this good news with the next generation and share this good news with kids. I believe that our young people make a difference. We got to wrap up this week sharing with them their mission trip shirts. If you've ever been on a mission trip, you go away and you work all day and you sleep on air mattresses and you get a t-shirt. And so this is the mission trip t-shirt. There were these white t-shirts that we got to tie-dye. And it reminded our kids, I don't know if you can see this, but it says, "You make a difference." And on the back, it says, "At Parkridge Presby." So whether they're going to remember anything I said to them early in the morning at 9:30 before they got donuts or not, they're going to have this shirt. And if they ever put it on or they see it in their room, they're going to be reminded that they make a difference at Park Ridge Presby. They make a difference to us. They already have made a difference. I don't know where you are on your faith journey, but I pray that you'd be reminded that you already make a difference. We believe that Jesus is solid ground worth building your life on. And we at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, we are here to help your faith make a difference for you every day.